This is In Demand. I'm Stu Tolan. McBusted are here.
Yeah.
Do you know what you this is like a Flight of the Conchords meeting, isn't it?
Oh, you're a big fan of Flight of the Conchords.
Like, yeah. So we should check in like they do.
Yeah. It's a shame. Shame Murray's not here. Murray. All right. We'll do a quick roll call then. Okay. Okay. Here we go. All right.
Poor guy. He's probably heard this so much.
Tom.
Present.
Danny.
Present.
Dougie.
Present.
Harry.
Present.
James.
Present.
Matt.
Present.
Murray? Where's Murray? Where's Murray?
No, no.
Murray. Hey, welcome to In Demand.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks for dropping in. Wow, you've like taken over the whole studio.
Sorry, man.
You know what?
We're the new Blazin' Squad.
Look out. We're actually building new studios, and this is exactly why.
There we go. Oh,
we're going super bands.
Yeah, exactly. First of all, congratulations on Air Guitar.
Thank you, man.
That is a great tune. What's the response been for you guys since it's been on the radio? It's been a couple of months now, is it?
It's been a couple of weeks. It's been good. You know, like, it's been such a crazy few weeks. So, like, so much has been going on. We've had we had a film in the cinemas and Air Guitar and another tour. So busy.
When you put it like that, there is loads going on. Like,
yeah, I think you just freaked everyone out. One of those things.
Tom has a kid. Matt has two kids. We're busy guys.
Should we play your guitar?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, tell me a little bit about the song, how the track kind of came about.
The song is called Air Guitar, and it came about, but we were on tour earlier in the year, and I saw someone, we were in Manchester on tour, and I saw someone playing air guitar out and about in the streets.
Is this a true story?
100%
true. It sounds like it's made up.
This is 100% a true story.
Okay. It's from our press officer. Right. Our press officer.
I'm reading it off of our press release. I was out.
Memorised it.
Tom must say, I was out in the street. No, I was out shopping in Manchester. And
what were you buying?
An air guitar.
All right, okay.
I don't know what I was buying. And I saw someone playing air guitar. Like, I was literally just playing. Do you know what? Listening to music playing air guitar.
No, Tom would have been on tour and he would have been trying to find like the local Disney store, probably. That's what he does.
All right.
And it's a true story. I love it. And that's the whole thing that kind of inspired Tom, I think, is the fact that anyone can play air guitar.
Is this the vibe for the album?
I think it's quite a mix, really, on the album. This was one that I think air guitar kind of summed up the vibe of the band. But there's definitely some different sounding stuff on the album as well.
A lot of cool concepts and different stories and things throughout the album as well.
A lot of the time in the past, you know, Bus System, McFly stuff's just been the bands writing it. But this album, we've kind of collaborated with a few other writers as well, which has been really good experience. In the past, it hasn't gone so well. Like, I know some of the guys have done that and it hasn't really worked out, but this time it really worked. And we worked with some like people that we really look up to, so that's...
Yeah, we got to work with people that we really wanted to work with on this album, which is, you know, people that have been in bands that we are the, like, you know, people that are the reason why that we wanted to be in bands when we were kids and why we're doing it now.
So, didn't you work with Mark from Blink-182?
Yeah.
Is that true?
He features on the album. We wrote two songs with him and he sings with us on one.
He sings on it, man.
Was that like a moment where you were like, holy...
Yes, it was every single time.
I think we've all had that moment. Like, it was like, you know, 3 weeks after we'd recorded it and I was playing it to a friend in my car and I was like, oh dude, this is the song that Mark Hoppus sings on. And then when I was listening to him, I was looking at him and he was smiling at me, and I grew up with him listening to Blink, and then suddenly I was like completely overwhelmed, like, oh, Mark Hoppus is singing on a song.
It is amazing. That is amazing.
And are you mates now? Like, is he tweeting you? Is he inviting you around for, like,
yeah,
you know?
I spoke to him on Twitter yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
What's he up to?
Well, like, this is the thing. Like, I'm completely disconnected with the fact that he's actually on our album because it hasn't sunk in yet. But, like, I follow him on Twitter anyway. So, like, I tweeted something and he responded. It's crazy.
Wow. Does it mean you're friends?
In today's world, it does.
Because, you know, I was going through my verified followers the other day, and if I follow them back, does that mean we're friends now?
Yeah, hey, never met them.
You know what? Tom Cruise follows me and I don't follow him.
No!
Yeah, but he follows about 100,000 people, doesn't he?
He only follows dudes with the name Tom.
Does Russell Crowe follow you too?
I don't know if he follows me. He just watches my YouTube videos.
How can you see your verified followers?
Guys, Ricky Gervais follows me, so...
That is a cool one.
How can you see the verified followers?
I'll show you later.
Can you show me that?
Because to be honest, Tom, you don't want Tom Cruise following you. You don't in many circumstances. Look at poor Katie Holmes. She's just coming right.
Yeah, right. Really,
John Travolta been on your case too.
I'll have a last watch out. My mentions for him.
Jed would follow me.
Yeah,
yes.
My only verified follower.
I love it when I get a direct message from Jedward.
I love them.
I know I'm having a good day if they've tweeted me something.
You realise this is out loud, you're talking.
Guys, genuinely, true story, a direct message from Jedward is exactly what you'd imagine it to be. Yeah.
Right.
Seriously.
Can someone DM them right now?
Okay, wait, I'm going to
read you my last DM from
Ask them if they're available for support.
Okay, wait a sec. Let's see this. Hang on. Oh, I've got a new phone, so I deleted them. They sort of...
I think the iPhone 6 is it. They text- just waving it around there, showing everyone else.
They sent me a message when they got a new dog, and they've seen me tweet pictures of my cat, and they're like, Harry, we've got a dog. It's called Blaze, and we think it should be friends with your cat. Yay! And I was like, okay, guys.
Why are you replying?
Jebeda, like, you know that video about, like, you know, Magic Candy Mountain, Charlie?
Yeah.
That is Jedward.
That is Jedward, yeah. It is Charlie and the Unicorn.
And we've got a surprise for you. They're here right now. Bring them in. No, lock the doors.
They're cool guys.
Lock the doors.
Biggest hits, biggest stars. On In Demand.
Do you watch X Factor? Are you watching that show at the moment?
I'm hooked. I love most reality TV shows. I'm a real sucker for them.
What's your top three?
What, on X Factor?
No, just your top three reality TV shows. I'm really liking Storage Hunters at the moment.
That stuff is incredible. And Googlebox, the one where they watch
Gogglebox. Gogglebox is one of my favorite shows.
It's incredible.
I like 24 Hours in A&E.
Yeah, that's good.
Storage Wars is good.
One Born Every Minute and Ice Road Truckers is a great show.
You got way too excited about that.
That is a really good show.
I like Bass Fishing.
Okay.
On the Discovery Channel.
Oh, right. That makes it okay then.
Deadliest Catch is pretty cool.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that one.
Back in the day.
Those ones about... Do you know what's crazy? Those UFO ones, those UFO documentaries, that's not reality, really.
No.
Well, it could be. Based on true story, maybe. Possibly.
My brother saw one of those. He captured a UFO on his iPad. And the next day, he was around my house. He was showing me, and there was a UFO documentary.
Is this a true story?
Full-on true story.
Have you been probed?
I've never ever seen anything like that. You never think that you get, you know, whenever you see people saying that stuff, you all think that they're like winding up, whatever.
It was an app.
He's got it on his phone.
Why haven't you tweeted it, dude?
Yeah.
Why haven't you, like, YouTubed it?
I think he has.
But why haven't you retweeted that?
Because it was a long time ago.
A UFO.
It's only proof of life on another planet.
These triangle things that they were talking about on this program,
Toblerone,
on his iPad, is exactly the same. Exactly the same thing.
We need to see this clip now.
What I'll do on my Twitter, what I'll do is I'll get Chris to send me the video and I'll tweet a link. I'll put it on my Instagram.
We're looking forward to watching it.
The biggest hits.
The biggest stars.
On In Demand.